car. Panel track.
Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast, I'm going to demonstrate how to connect an ISO image, which is basically a virtual CD, to a VM. So I'm going to load VMware Player.
Folder view list. Audacity X shortcut 12 of 15. V. VMware Player 11 of 15. VMware Player, non-commercial use only. List item 1 of 2. Windows 98, 2 of 2.
I'm going to press Alt-D.
Edit multi-line virtual machine settings dialog. Property page maximum recommended memory. Memory swapping may occur beyond this.
Now, I'm going to press down arrow to get to the CD drive.
Processors. Hard disk. CD DVD guide. Auto detect 4 of 9.
I'll press Tab.
Device status grouping. Connect at power on checkbox checked auto.
You want that checked?
Connection grouping. Use physical drive. Radio button checked. Alt P. Use ISO image file. Radio button checked.
Use ISO image file.
Browse button Alt B. Browse item Windows 98 V. Items view list. Items view UT I W. Win 9. Winup ISO. Windows ISO 7 of 7.
Time. And I'll press Enter.
ISO. Virtual machine settings dialog. Connection grouping browse advanced button Alt V.
Now you can skip the advance button.
Add button OK button.
Now I'll press Enter OK.
V list. Play virtual machine button Alt L.
Now I'm gonna press Alt L to play the VM. To load the VM.
Unavailable. Edit multi-line read. Windows 9. Windows 98 VMware player. Non-com. Start. Remind me. Down. Win. Pain.
And the VM's loading up. I connected a an ISO image of WindowEyes 5.5, which I'm actually going to install. Because I never really did a podcast on WindowEyes 5.5 before. So I thought I'll just install WindowEyes and do a podcast on how to mount an ISO image to a VM, which is actually a request by someone. And I take requests whenever people want me to do a podcast on something that I'm able to do. I do a podcast on it, so I really appreciate requests. So, let's see. Press escape. It's probably still booting up. Because I could have paused the recording. But it's probably almost booted up by now. Now, I'll press Windows R. D. \\setup. Enter.
Welcome to the WindowEyes 5.5 installation. This installation process will guide you through installing the WindowEyes program and provide access to the tutorial and manual in MP3 format. Press S or Enter to run the install with speech. Press W to run the install without speech. Press T to listen to the tutorial in MP3. Press M to listen to the manual in MP3. Note, a screen reader is required to navigate the different sections. Press R to listen to this message again. Press X to exit.
And I press Enter.
Please wait while install is loaded with speech.
And it's copying the files and loading everything.
WindowEyes 5.5. Dialog. Launching temporary copy of WindowEyes. Dialog. Launching temporary copy of WindowEyes. Static box. Arrow. WindowEyes 5.5 setup. Yes, why? Button. Dialog. Quick install. Welcome to the WindowEyes setup program. This program will install WindowEyes on your computer. Do you wish to use the quick install? If you answer yes, very few questions will be asked and the installation will be extremely simple. However, if you wish to install WindowEyes using options different than the defaults, you should answer no to this question. Default. Yes, why? Button. No, N. Button. Cancel C. Button.
I'm going to press Enter.
Edit box. Dialog. User information. IBM.
now type my name.
Edit box. Company O.
Okay.
Edit box.
On.
Name.
Caps lock off.
J. Space. G. R. O. S. Edit box. Company O. Read only. Edit box. Siri. Next 10. Window Eyes 5.5 setup. Cancel. Button. Arrow. Dialog. Copying files. Setup status. Window Eyes setup is performing the requested operations. Installing. CWINEYES browser.wav. Window Eyes 5.5 setup. Dialog. Quick setup complete. Thank you for choosing GW Micro and Window Eyes. Your quick installation of Window Eyes is now complete. For your convenience, Ctrl-Alt-W has been set up as a system shortcut key. This means when Window Eyes is not running, you can press Ctrl-Alt-W to launch your copy of Window Eyes. Before you can use the new copy of Window Eyes, you must restart your computer. If you wish to restart the computer now, please select the Restart Computer button. If you wish to restart later, please select the Restart Later button. If you have any questions or comments, please contact our technical support department at 260-489-3671 or via email at support@gwmicro.com. Default. Restart computer now R. Button. Restart computer later L. Button. Cancel C. Button. Restart computer now R. Button.
I'm going to press enter. And it should be rebooting. Oh man, it's pretty late. I was on Team Talk for a couple hours.
Window Eyes 5.5. Dialogue. Unable to set system screen reader flag. Windows needs to install some important accessibility files before Window Eyes can take full advantage of your machine. Please, refer to the troubleshooting section of the Window Eyes manual for information on installing these files. If you have any questions, please contact our support department at 260-489-3671 or via email at support@gwmicro.com. Default. OK. Button.
Now. The VM that's in the Windows 90, that's in the VMware folder, the remaining VMware folder will not do that because I installed the necessary Windows 98 drivers off of the ISO image of Windows 98 that I have, but I'm using the VM that I the original one from Windows PC, which is also available in my VMware folder. And so I
taskbar.
Hope you enjoyed this little
desktop
podcast.
Dialog. Restart. Shut down.
And
hourglass.
I will see you guys in the next
Windows
podcast.
VMware player. Non-commercial. Skype. Windows. Audacity.
Bye.